A contrite Paula Deen says, when those cotton balls get rotten, you can't pick very much cotton. Well, what do you know?
Live from Salt Lake City, Utah to Morgantown, West Virginia, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on the piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, Family Tree actor Tom Bennett, all the news that isn't and the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know is provided by PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the record holder in the Tour de Farce, it's Michael Feldman.
Oh, yeah. Oh, thanks. Okay, now the same introduction without the applause.
Sorry. And now, the record holder in the Tour de Farce, it's Michael Feldman.
That's what I mean. Thank God we have that sign, as I like it. In the news that isn't, claiming she was misquoted, Ms. Deen then went on to say, Mammy's little baby loves shortening. His dad says Ed Snowden wants his job back, an upgrade to GS-8, and a per diem for his stay at the Moscow airport. And a new headshot. That's non-negotiable. We need a new headshot, definitely. Lance Armstrong says it's impossible to win the Tour de France without doping, so no one will win today's Tour de France. Does explain why I've never won the Tour de France, because that and the lack of a bike, I think, are two factors. Still, you think it's got to be possible with the right dope, I think. Armstrong believes that he's still the Tour record holder and that he is irresistible to women. The 500th execution in the Right to Life state, Texas. Just the facts, ma'am. Governor Rick Hangum High Perry explains the right to life expires at birth. Little slap on the behind and you're on your own. That's all we can do for you, kid. Roger Federer loses at Wimbledon after his flubber shoes are banned. The Supreme Court ends its historic session with the Justices Scalia and Roberts hand in hand. Not all sunshine, though, as the Voting Rights Act is now the Voting Wrongs Act. All because no one had the heart to tell Clarence Thomas he is black. While President Obama travels in Africa, Jamie Foxx slips into the White House. And the White House is down with that. Paula Deen has offered to cater for the Obamas for the remaining 3 years. Preparations. Voyager 1 has second thoughts about leaving the solar system, heads back. While the 700,000-year-old gray mare ate what she used to be, her genome is, so it's not possible to clone one swayback old nag. Okay, I'll take it out. 700,000 shades of gray, that old mare. Yeah, oh, think about it. Thank you. Fed Chief Ben Bernanke to be replaced with George Zimmer, formerly of Men's Warehouse. I think he'll do a good job. Snowden trade for Yakov Smirnov in the works. The Russians want him back. And we're okay with that, yes. Snowden was spotted returning carts for deposit at Moscow International. That deserved something more than it got. If the UAE buys the Empire State Building, it will be the United Arab Emirates State Building. Which is pretty cool if you think about it. Breastfeeding said to boost the ability to social climb and to open a beer bottle with your teeth. What? Paula Deen tapped for 50 shades of gray, blue, yellow, and pink. Her hair, you know. Okay, and the Pittsburgh Pirates with the best record in baseball, seen by many theologians as the opening of the seventh seal of the apocalypse. That's all the news that is. And no one the Cubs can beat anymore. It's a sad day for mankind.